As part of your Austin music experience, I'm Elissa Rigolski, and this is your soundcheck. Mm-hmm. 611 East 7th Street, home to the former Red 7, was renewed for a five-year lease just 3 months ago, and the new venue is already open for business. Downtown's latest concert space, now called Barracuda, has its holiday grand opening party on Monday, December 14th. The venue has several upgrades from its Red 7 days, but the rest of the remodel will take a year to complete. The Grammy nominations are out, and several Austin musicians made the list. Patti Griffin's Servant of Love is nominated for Best Folk Album, and Mega Choir Conspirare is nominated for Best Choral Performance. Hayes Carl received a nod for his song Chances Are, which was recorded by Leanne Womack on her album The Way I'm Livin'. The 58th Annual Grammy Awards will take place on February 15th. The Sims Foundation, a local organization that provides mental health services to Austin musicians, announced a big expansion this week. Starting in 2016, the nonprofit will supply coverage to all music industry professionals. Now, all of the people who help put on the shows are eligible for their services. January used to be a slow month for live music, but not anymore. C3 Presents and Transmission Events announced their lineups for Free Week, which will take place across downtown music venues January 1st through 10th. Golden Dawn Orchestra, Matthew Logan Vasquez, and Holiday Mountain are just a few of the artists playing during 2016's Free Music Spree. There's really no better way to start off the new year. That's your soundcheck. This is Elissa Rigolski for KUTX.